friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Yerushalmi, if Yedias Safek is Matir like Yedias Vahadai, when Isser fell into a barrel, and we don't know if there's Rove or not. So we're Mesupik, and then more fell into the barrel, and then you found out Lamafreya that there really was Bittel the first time, but now there's no longer a Shir Bittel. With the two amounts, the two saw that fell in, there's no longer a Shir Bittel, but if you count the first one as being Batel, which you didn't know at the time, then there would be a Shir Bittel. So you were Mesupik the first time, if it fell into, if there was Bittel or not, if it fell into the barrel with Bittel or not. So we could say yes, or we could say no. Those are the two tzadim, the Yerushalmi. And then we asked in the previous shir that this is apparently so, say the Chidusha Rashba Ritva and Chidusha Nayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that if you have Miut Es Isser, Rov Heter, and we're Mesupik, if it's Kavur or not, we could be Matur Mitam Sveik Sveika. Because if it's Kavu, it's 50-50, so it's not going to help this Rov Heter. We can still be Kavu, Mitam Sveik Sveika. What's a Sveik Sveika? Maybe it's not Kavua, and therefore it's not 50-50, it's Rov Heter. And if it's Kavua, Kavua is also a Sveik. So the Chora, Tzarechim, according to the Tzad in the Yerushalmi, the Yediyah Sveik isn't considered a Yediyah. How can you retire if the first Sveik, maybe it's Rov Heter? Because we don't know that Batala is a Barov. Because we're Mesupik, maybe it's Kavua, and there is no Rov. So since there was no Beirur here that there was Rov, because we had no Yediyah about it, and we see in the Yerushalmi, on one side of the Yerushalmi, that you need Yediyah, how can we talk about Bittel? So we answered in the previous shiur that the Yerushalmi was talking about a case only like a Bittel Barov, because Bittel Barov is a chalos din b'cheftes shel amiyut shemishapicha iser leheter. And there we say that the din Bittel is chal only when this din is nogea b'foal. That's the idea of knowing about it, that when it's nogea b'foal, the suffix is nogea b'foal, and you know about it, that's what creates the Bittel. However, that's the din of Bittel Barov, where there's a shinui in the chayfetz. The chayfetz has a chalos that it, the iser is transformed into heter. That's terrific. But so there you need yediyah in order to create that transformation. But the gabay din halacha harov, that's learned from the pasuk of Acharei Rav Mahatos. There's no. There's no change in the metzius of the object. Yisod hadin is shelagabei hadavar hamesupak lanu as linan basa ruba kavatara ken klapenu shenisnaig lemaisal piarov. We have the din of halacha harov that's learned from Acharei Rav Mahatos. Not that there's bittel barov, but that if you have 9 kosher animals and 1 unkosher animal, and then one of the animals is slaughtered, and you don't know if it's the kosher or the non-kosher, so halacha harov, there's no shinu in the metzius of the chayfetz, that the Torah is telling us to relate to this object that we find, al pi the rov. So there's no nafkamina if nisbar ha-safik or not, if the safik was clarified or not, because if there's a rov lehet there, the Torah tells us to be samech on the rov. You don't need yediyah for that. Yediyah is only when it comes to bittel. Yediyah is not when it comes to halacha harov. So Rishonim, we're talking about the case of kavua, which is a case of halacha harov. So there you don't need yediyah. So you taka have a good sveik sveika. Safek, maybe it's from the rov. Even though you don't know, because maybe it's kavua, but maybe it's from the rov. And even if it's it is kavua, therefore you can't say rov, but maybe it's heter, because it's still 50-50. So that's the, just to summarize, B'siyata D'shmaya, what we learned in the previous shiur. And again, we're going on the derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu Moran Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zechet Tzadik Livracha. He had a chavrusa, he had many chavrusas, he had chavrusas around the clock. But one of his chavrusas was the Gaon Rav David Freiman Shlita, Choshev Talmud Chacham from Yerushalayim Karta D'Shufraya. And he recorded Rav Chaim's Kedushim that he said over in the chavrusa. I was once in Rav David Freiman's house, and he was sitting shiva for his mother, if I'm not mistaken. It was him and his father. I was in the yeshiva. His father, Rav Tzion Freiman, used to go from yeshiva to yeshiva to learn with boys, a very, very special yid. In any event, I saw he had many mesechtas, and someone told me that in each mesechta were his notes. On the outside it said the name of the mesechta, were his notes, what Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz was mechadish on that mesechta. I don't know how much they learned together, but there was a lot of material on that shelf. So Baruch Hashem, this was going back, you know, maybe 20 years ago. So in the last in the last few years, he's been publishing these chedushim. So this was printed in the Sefer Mayim Chaim and also in the Maria Torah Journal. So we have tremendous karas hatov to Rav David Freiman for recording his Rebbe's Chedushim, so we can bask in their light. So he says that we can be mechadish even more, that even when in miut isur shenasariv barov heter, see his lashon, shegam leinyan miut isur shenasariv barov heter, even if you have a miut of isur that got mixed in with rov heter, leka isur ba'achilas atarovis, there's no isur in eating this mixture, even if you ate from it before you knew about the Bittul Barov. Turns out you didn't know about the Bittul Barov, and you ate from this mixture. You didn't necessarily know there was a problem, but you ate from it, and you didn't know that there was Bittul Barov here. You're still Beseder. And the Yerushalmi that says there's no Bittul before knowing about it is said, Rak le'inyan zeh she'im nofal l'tocha tarovis iser nosaf l'fnesha noda ha-Bittul. Yerushalmi is talking about a case when it says you have to have yediyah, just with regard to the fact that if an additional iser fell into the tairoves, the fnei shenoda habitol, before we find out about the bittol, before we have knowledge of the bittol, mitstarif hamiyut harishon lamiyut hasheni lo zara tairoves. That's the case that we're talking about in Yerushalmi. That one saw fell in, and you didn't know about it. And then another saw fell in, and then you find out that both saws were, that the first saw was takabatal, but you only find out after the second saw fell in, and now there's no longer a shir bittal. So that's when the Yerushalmi says that a suffik yediyah isn't considered a suffik. But rather, the first miyut is mitzarev to the second miut, and it asks the tarovus is no longer a shir bittul. But as long as the first miut is mu'urav barov heter, as long as the first miut is mixed in with the rov of heter, kemo shehaya b'shas nefilaso l'tarovus umutter b'achila, as long as the miut harishon was mixed in with the rov heter, it's mutter b'achila. It's only when the second one falls in, then we say that the two are mitztarif, because you didn't have yediyah of the first one falling in, and therefore, now that the second one fell in, we're not going to say bittul about the first one. But if just one saw fell in, and there was taka bittul, and the person ate from it, he's not doing an aveira, we still say there's bittul barov. Or bittul here, it's 100 to 1. And what's the reason? Because there are two dinim in bittul barov. One is that the miut is misbatel l'rov, umishtane dino lios kedin harov. One is that the miut is the minority is nullified to the majority, and it gets the din of the majority. And besides that, there's an additional din, that in an instance, or a heter and iser, or misarev together, the din of the ta'aroves is established kedin harov, v'lo kedin hamiut, v'im rov harov heter, kol ha'taroves muteres, v'shem she'efsher lesser ha'taroves kula machmas hamiut, v'shem retorach harabim lahatos, the additional din is that when Isser and Heter are mixed in together, the din of the Taroves is established like the Rov, and is not established like the din of the Miut. And if the Rov is Heter, then the whole Taroves is permitted, because it's impossible to Aser the entire Taroves because of the Miut. Because Torah says Acharav and Lahatos, and therefore you have to establish the din as the Rov. So again, we have two dinim here. One is that the Miur is Misbatel, and now it has the din of the Rov. And two is the second din, that the din of the Taroves, not that the Miur is Batel, but that we establish the din as the Rov, and not as the Miur. And what's the Makor for these two dinim? From the Torah of the Taz, because the Rashba in Torah's Habayis, Bayis Gimel Shar Vav writes that Isser that was Misarev Berov Heter Ve'acharkach Hukar HaIsser, if you have Isser that was mixed in with Rov Heter, and afterwards there was a recognition of the Isser, but you can't separate it from the Taroves. The Isser is Batel Barov, and it doesn't become, and it isn't, it is an Usser. The Taz writes, still, this is in Yoredeya 104:1, still, if the Isser alone is in his mouth, it's Usser Ba'achila. So again, Rashba writes that if you have an Isser that was Misarev Barov Heter, and afterwards the Isser was Nikr, afterwards you recognize the Isser, but you can't separate it from the mixture. So the Isser is Batel Barov. Even though normally we say if it's Nikr, it's no Bittel, but here there is, because it can't be separated. And the Taz writes, but if the Isser alone is in his mouth, it's Aser Ba'achila. So, what's the explanation? So it would appear that we can explain as follows. That in such a case, that the Isser is Nikr La'atzmo, you can't say that the Isser is transformed into Heter, because it's clear and known to us that this is Isser. And that the Rashba writes, that if you can't separate it from the Rov of Heter, it's Batel. The Taz learns that's because the Miut cannot change the din of the Rov. And you can't Aser the Rov because of the Miut. Like what's explained from the Pasuk of Acharei Rabim Lahatos, we can learn that even if Isser was not transformed to Heter, nevertheless, the din of the Taroves is judged after the Rov. Right? That's what Acharav and Lahatos tells us. That if you have Isser and Heter together, it's mostly Heter and less Isser, not a Taroves, but you don't know which is which, so you follow the Rov, you assume that this comes from the Rov. You have a piece of meat, and you don't know if it's from a kosher store, not a kosher store. You assume it came from a kosher store, because we establish it based on the Rov. So here also the Taz is learning that the Miut can't change the din of the Rov. So you have this Miut, and this Miut can't be separated from the Rov. So whose din is it going to get? The Miut din of the Miut? Absolutely not. It's going to get the din of the Rov. But you can't say that it's Batel, because it's Nikr. But rather, Acharei Rabim Lahatos, you go out, you follow the Rov. It gets the din of the Rov. The Taz says this is all when the Isser is befoal ima heter, is a falling in my head there. And practice the, practically speaking, the isser is together with the head there. So what do we say? We say that we follow the din of heter. But when the isser is separated, is isolated from the heter, in his mouth, he's not allowed to eat it. Because now there's no longer achrei rabim lahatos. So there's no bittul here, and there's no achrei rabim lahatos. So therefore he can't eat it. So we see from this taz, based on our analysis, that there are two dinim that were said about bittul barov. One is that the miut is misbatel and returns into the rov, and also that even if it's not transformed into what the rov is, we're judging the tarov is based on the rov. And these two dinim of bittul barov are fundamentally different. The din of the iser is transformed into heter is a chalos in the etzimitzi, is a chefza, that the chefza is transformed into heter. However, the second din, the dine hasafik, are established based on rov. And the miut cannot disturb the rov, is not a chalos in the chefza, but rather it's an hagala maisa klape hagavra. We're expecting this person to relate to it in this way. So we tell him, listen, fella, you have rov heter, miut iser. How are you going to judge this? You have to follow the majority. It's going to get the din of the majority. Since you're mesupik, if it's heter or iser. So now it would appear that all that was mischadesh in the Yerushalmi, shel bittul barov chol rak la'achar shenoda lanu ha'tarovos, tarovos ha'iser v'ha'heter, aval kodem shenoda ha'tarovos, lo nisbatel ha'iser, that was mischadesh from the Yerushalmi, that bittul barov is chal only after we know about the mixture of the iser and the heter, that there was bittul, but before we know that there was bittul. There's no bittul. That's all shaykh only the gabe the din of bittul barov that was mischadesh in the cheftza, where the iser was transformed into heter. As far as that is concerned, we could be mechalik and say that the transformation, the changing of this item from iser to heter only takes effect after we know that the miut was misarev barov. But with regard to the second din, that you're allowed to eat the tarovas, because the dinim are established for heter, like the din of rov midin achre rabim lahatos, and this is a hanhagala maisa shamra taro linog al pi achras harov, this din is only chal. This din is chal from the moment heter was misarev leiser, and even before shenodesh and misarev hamiut, barov mutu lechol atarovis, even before you know about it. So the Yerushalmi is saying is that even though there was already a heter to eat from the tarovas, that's only a heter klape the gavra, when the rov was het there. But the chevtza didn't change. So it's like this. When the first saw fell in, and he didn't know about it, he was allowed to eat it. Why? He wasn't allowed to eat it because it was misbatel. He didn't know about it. He didn't know there was bittel. So that doesn't, there's no transformation of the chevtza, and the chevtza didn't change. The heter didn't change into iser. But rather he could eat it for a second reason. Because halachacha harov, you have this big mixture of 1 to 100, and whose din are you going to follow? Are you going to follow the din of the one sa'ah that's truma? Are you going to follow the 100 sa'ah that are chulin? If I did the 100 sa'ah, so you follow the din of the rov. So when the first one fell in, even without knowing about it, nothing had to be transformed. So you don't need yediyah. Is the din is established, kapeh the gavra, that you're allowed to eat it. Whether you know about it or don't know about it, the knowing about it creates the shinui in the cheftza. There you need the human subjective knowledge to make that change. But when no change is necessary, you don't need to know about it. And if there's a rove and there's a miut, no change is necessary, just simply because you follow the rove. Yes, there's a miut here that's Isser, but it doesn't matter which din is it going to get. Is it going to get a din of Isser or Heter? The answer is the din is established according to the rove, which means Heter. That's when the first saw fell in. When the second saw falls in, since there was no shinui in the cheft in the first saw, now there's two saws, and now there's no longer bittel, because it no longer has a shir bittel, right? The first saw there was shir bittel, second saw is no longer shir bittel. That's what the Yishalmi is talking about. And therefore, since the first saw wasn't transformed into heter, now that the seg, even though so it was mutter to eat at the time, because the din was established, klapei the gavra, that you're allowed to eat it. But now that the second saw falls in, now you lost the game, because now it no longer has a shir bittel, and the first saw, you can't say, oh, now we're going to follow the rove, because that's only when there's a shir bittel. But if there's no longer a shir bittel, then it can no longer be eaten. So the second saw that fell, the first saw wasn't misbattled, there was no transformation of the chepsa, and now when the second saw falls in, now you were allowed to eat it. The first saw fell in only because the din was established according to the rove. But now you lost your rove, now a second saw fell in. And now you have two saws, and there's no bittel, so it's not allowed to be eaten. So that's a beautiful chiddush based on the Heiliger Taz. Based on this, we can be miyashev the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis Gabi Tzipori Mitzara. The Gemara says that it can't be that the bird that's sent away into the field is aser to eat, because lo amar Torah shalech lekatadatakala. Torah could not have said to send it away, and in which case it would create a takola, it would create a stumbling block. Rashi says, "Lo amra Torah shalech l'takola shetehele michshol avon v'yulkedena adam v'yochlena." Can't be a michshol avon that the person's going to be. Person's going to stumble and be ensnared and eat it. So the Achronim ask the Bakanta Kasha. Most of the birds in the world are of heter. So if most of the birds in the world are of heter, the finder is allowed to eat it. What's the takala? What's the problem? The finder is allowed to eat it because most of the birds in the world are of heter. What about going after the rove? There's a Shara Melech in Machol, it's a Suris Tesvav Chav He that talks about Chasim Sofer Choshen Mishpat Chav Beis Nod Behuda Tinyana Yerodea Memhe Ve'od 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 Ubipshuto. We have to say Bibi or Divrei HaGemara. Even though there's rove het there, nevertheless, it's considered a takala if a Jew finds it and eats it. As Reb Shimon writes in the Shari Yosher, Shar Aleph, Perek Beis, that even though the finder is allowed to eat it, since we follow the rove, nevertheless, the etzem ha-isser shehayale alon is batal, ve'achilas dvar ha-isser nechshev es takala. So he's allowed to eat it, but it wasn't. Why is he allowed to eat it? Because you follow rove. But it's still b'cheftza. It's still a dvar iser. His lashon is. And so too in the Kilas Yankif, he writes, "Painu lefisha etzem achevtzu iser v'ochol chashiv shenikol b'achilas chevtzu disura. Afal pisha gavra lo haya aser laochlo the shari medin rov." So the gavra didn't do an iser. Only in Judaism we have this. This incredible lumdus. The cheftza is a cheftza di sura, but the gavra was allowed to eat it. But the cheftza didn't change. So the chavetz of the isur, but the gavra was allowed to eat it. And therefore it couldn't be that the Torah said shalech l'takala, so it must be mutter lach, mutter b'achila. Aber l'chora, this is difficult. Why is it considered a takala? Because bishlema adin dazlin and basar ruba ino mashana etzem achef etz v'nishar b'yisuro v'nim t'shochal iser. Aval hecha shenis arev miyut iser b'rov heter areha iser atzma nishtana dino laheter v'yev shalomer shachilasu hi takala. V'imkein hachinami kishnalech atzibur v'nisar b'rov tzipoirim d'alman efacha iser laheter umay takala ika b'achilasa. So bishlema, that we go after the rove, that doesn't change the etzem chefta. But when there's a with a mixture, then the etzem chefta is changed. So here also, you sent them out to the rove tziporim in the world, and the etzem hachefta was nefach liot heter. So what's the takala? The etzem chefta changed. So maybe we can say that when you send the bird, there's no, it's not shaykh talk about bittel barov, because bittel barov is chal rak al yidei ta'aroves ukshnelechas atzipor ha'asura la'alma lo'ichoshiv ta'aroves kevin she'en atzipor ma'orovim ze'im ze el shachakach yesh sofik akol tzipor. So no, we only say this inyan of bitul when it's a ta'aroves, and then there's a transformation of the cheftza to heter. But here there's no mixture, there's just lots and lots of birds in the world, and this is one of them. So this wouldn't seem to be a tyrobus. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. If you would ask me, I think that it's definitely not a tyrobus. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense. The chefta hasn't been transformed. And when the person eats it, he's eating isser, even though for him it's permitted. It could be that in such an ofen, he's not going to get punished, min hashamayim, into an aveira, but it's maybe still not good for him. There's certain things in life that are not mamash asser, but they're still not good for your soul. But based on our explanation in the Yerushalmi and Orla, it's very good. Because we explained that the chalos of bittel barov shenefacha iser atzma leheter hirak acharei shenoda tarovis. When is it? When is there a change in the chefta? When the tarovis is known. And then the Yerushalmi asks, we learned this last time, does your friend's knowledge impact this bittul or no? Your friend's knowledge does. You need yidias bailim. What's the difference? What does it matter if it's Yediyas Chavero or Yediyas Habaylim? Why only Yediyas Habaylim and maybe not Yediyas Chavero? So the explanation is that the Chalais Bittul is Kishenidon Zeh Nogea B'Foal. The Chalos Bittul is when this issue is practically relevant. And then Misnagdim Ha'Isser V'Aheter Zela Zeh ubatel hamiyut berov. And so we explained in the previous shir that a chalos bittel is when it's befoal, and then there's a conflict between the iser and the heter, and then the heter overrides the iser, the miyut is batel berov. And on that the Yerushalmi was mistapek, if it's talui b'yidias misha chefetz bebaluso or anybody. Because what does it mean if it's nogea lemaisa? It's only nogea lemaisa to the bailim, primarily, right? So maybe only his da'as, but not anybody else's. So now we can say, l'inyan sipur shel mitzora, shenishtalcha, that even if we view it as being mixed in with all the other birds in the world, let's say we view it mamish as a tarovis, nevertheless, there's still going to be no bittel barov. It's not going to be transformed into heter, because when it's mixed in with all of them, it's hefker, and it's not brishus anybody. And this Nidon is not no Gehla Maisa. And there's no Bittel Barov. And when somebody comes and he takes a bird, and now we have a Shaila about this bird, now it's not mixed in with the other birds. And there's no Bittel Barov. And therefore you can be Matir Mitam called a Parish. And therefore it's considered a Takala. In other words, like this, the transformation for, even if you say it's a Tairovas, the transformation from Isser to Heter never happened because there was never knowledge. That was Nogea Lemaisa. The whole word of the Bailam having to know it, because it has to be Nogea Lemaisa in order to affect the Bittel. But here, as long as it's Hefker, it's not Nogea Lemaisa. And then he takes it into his hand. Oh, he took it into his hand. So now it's Nogea Lemaisa. But it doesn't matter because there's no longer a Tairovas. So the only way to be matir this is called a parish meruva parish. Talach achar harov, achrei rabim lahatos. That's not a transformation of the chefza. So the chefza still remains asur, just he's allowed to eat it, and that's why it's called a takola. Ve'enod b'sefer kovetz shmuos an chulin osn and zayin, and mirta shem. That's b'chlal, very interesting. Interesting question to talk about more. I think we once had a shiur about this. It's Kasha, and based on what we discussed, there's another Nidon Legabe Bittel for Goyim. Bittel Barov, do we say Bittel Barov for Goyim? It's a good question. So, Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder, our goal and our hope and our prayer is that we are able to continue, and hopefully, B'li Neder, the next year, we will discuss the issue we discussed in the past, but it's really fascinating. Is there Bittel Barov back on you? Meet a guy there. 7 billion goyim. Son, that's the son of Gehla Maisa. Is there Bittel Barov for them? So, even more than 7 billion. And I stopped counting after a while, but that's what I read. So, please stay tuned. We should be Zohar Mitzchem to continue. Vilmo du lalami lishma v'las v'kaim is called divrei salm tarasa v'ahava. And I thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend. Shalom.